My first guest this morning is Leon Morrison. Leon is a member of the Board of Directors of Palliative Care Services of Santa Fe, and he's the founder and manager of its benefit store, Paladino. Welcome, Leon.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. My God, you have the perfect radio voice. Say that again.
Thank you for having me.
You missed your calling. So, Leon, I know a little bit about this. Tell our listeners about what Palliative Care Services of Santa Fe does.
Sure. But first, I think that mentioning what palliative care in general is,
Sure. It's
an approach that improves the quality of life for individuals and their families who are facing life-threatening illness. Palliative care activities, in general, reduce suffering and address problems associated with these life-threatening diseases via three areas in particular: physical, psychosocial, and sometimes spiritual support, too.
Yeah, so palliative, the word palliative, P-A-L-L-I-A-T-I-V-E, is only recently come into vogue sort of in the general parlance. And for the most part, it refers to comfort care as opposed to aggressive curative treatment. So when people need palliative care, we all need palliative care when we're sick, of course, but when they use that term in the medical world, they generally mean that someone's condition may be such that they're not actually ever going to be cured of whatever disease they may suffer from, but they need care that focuses more on attending to their needs, so to speak. Did I do well by that?
You did very well. That's okay. True, with one small variation, that palliative care can begin right at the onset or at the diagnosis of a disease, but also it can continue through any treatment. Sometimes the disease is cured, occasionally, and that's always hopeful, and it can remain in place if there's a cessation of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It can work hand-in-hand with hospice and or any other end-of-life activity.
Right.
So what you're saying is true, but it's a little bigger in scope.
In this particular instance, in Palliative Care Services of Santa Fe, and the way you guys do your work, how do you work with people? What do you do?
Well, the first thing is we established a training program for volunteers in the community. We offer a free training program several times a year, and in it there's an intensive two-week session where professionals come in that we bring in who will give talks. There are visual presentations, and there are our own group, a nurse, a volunteer coordinator, an outreach director, and our founder, who all have specific training in areas of palliative care. And during this two-week session, the volunteers, or the potential volunteers, work together for many hours, and then once a month we have a
in-service.
We host an in-service activity which brings these people, these volunteers, up to date.
So let's back up a little bit.
Sure.
Say my grandmother is ill, and I want her to be at home and have good care, and I think maybe palliative care services can help me. What exactly does palliative care services do for grandma?
It's a huge variety, a broad scope of things, but they're practical. You mentioned that earlier. Grandma has a life-threatening illness, and we have someone who does intake. They call our organization and work together to work out an individual program with the volunteers. By the way, we don't charge.
Right. This is a free service that's
provided,
as opposed to a home health service that you pay for or something like that. And it's not, we should be specific, it is not some sort of 24-hour care service either. It's a support service where people from palliative care services come into the home to provide help. And that might include, when they do intake, somebody presumably goes to visit grandma to find out what she needs.
They can read a book to her. They can help make tea. They can help with appointments. They can, not just medical appointments, what if they need to talk to a lawyer? They can look up and follow through, help them organize their paperwork. So there's any number of practical daily activities in the home. And you've mentioned that twice, and that is key. In the home, what we learned very early on is that just about everyone wants to remain at home as long as possible.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we provide a service that can extend that to the maximum extent.
So there are professional medical people and other professionals who work with palliative care services so that a real live nurse
right.
can go to see them and help assess their medical condition, right?
Right.
And then there's this core of volunteers who come into the home, and if I were a volunteer, I might come in and read to grandma. I might stay with grandma so her daughter can go to the grocery store. That kind of stuff?
Very much so. Caregivers need respite too. And palliative care programs provide some time for caregivers, whether professional or family.
Mm-hmm. So let's, for people who've just tuned in, I'm talking with Leon Morrison, who's a member of the Board of Palliative Care Services of Santa Fe, and he's the founder and director of their benefit store called Paladino. So basically, Palliative Care Services of Santa Fe provides free in-home care of a variety of kind and support to people who have life-threatening illnesses who want to be at home, right?
Very much so,
and
yes.
And so you use these volunteers who you've trained, you train volunteers a couple of times a year to come in and do this work.
Yes.
And then you raise money for this wonderful free service through the store that you created.
We also disseminate literature in the store. It's a public venue. Before we jump to that, because
sure.
once I start talking about the store, you might not be able to get me to stop anyway.
Okay.
We have one other new facet of palliative care.
Uh-huh.
We were contacted earlier this summer by the La Posada Spa and Resort.
Mm-hmm.
They have a group of trained professional massage therapists, and they were looking for an opportunity to give something to the community as well, to be volunteers in their own skill set. And we recently have given them an overview and introduction to palliative care, and they in turn will schedule through us a certain amount of time every week or every month where they will be giving massage therapy to clients of Palliative Care Santa Fe. And that'll probably be out of the home. It'll probably be in their environment.
They'll take their little mobile massage therapist tables with them.
No, on the contrary. This will be saying so that people can come to the spa.
Oh,
that will
see.
Sort of
uh-huh.
be a variation on
uh-huh.
what we're already doing. And I'd say that our volunteers will likely be providing the transportation.
I see. You know, that that opportunity to have hands-on care of any kind, massage therapy or acupuncture or anything like that, can be so helpful to a person who is very ill. And it's a thing, it's something that is sadly lacking in most of traditional Western medical mm-hmm. institutional care still, even now. So that's a really wonderful thing that those people are doing from La Posada.
More yeah. community. The
yeah.
volunteers are community, the people at La Posada and the spa are community. And that's what we're building.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm sorry to digress there.
That's okay. So Leon got on the board of Palliative Care Services, and they found out his whole background, and then they put you to work, I hear.
They did, and I jumped in readily and with great enthusiasm.
So you have your whole life, basically, you have a long background in retail, in product development, in that arena.
Yes.
Beginning with Neiman Marcus in Santa Fe in Dallas.
Yes.
Right?
I worked in high school in the warehouse, on the trucks and delivery, in bookkeeping, and then later, after college, worked in the stores and went through their training program and got into merchandising, became a buyer, and later a director of the mail order division.
And then later you owned your own store, which I remember in Dallas, Tycoon.
Thank
right?
you.
Right? And
I
you had one here.
I did,
uh-huh.
in Loretto.
Right. And so once these people at Palliative Care Services really realized what you'd done, was it your idea to start the benefit store?
I think it was a group idea. We were having a meeting regarding fundraising and reviewed all the usual techniques, which are often large social events or public talks. And the founder, Marcy Grace, whose family in Texas is, also has a huge history, long history of doing community work and philanthropy, brought up that I had had this career, and it was a decision of the board that that would be the direction to follow for fundraising and information dissemination about the organization.
So let's, before we go any further, people are going to want to know where the store is. It's Paladino, P-A-L-A-D-I-N-O, Paladino.
Right.
I keep thinking Palomino, so it's sort of like Palomino, but it's on Paseo de Peralta in the Harvey Building, the same building that the Travel Bug is in, the same little shopping center where Mucho Gusto, the cafe, is.
Pilates
is there. So, yeah, and it's not your ordinary benefit store. Most stores that are nonprofit stores are consignment stores or resale stores, like the Hospice Thrift Store on Cerritos Road, where I, Hollis, take in my leftover gently used clothing and then they resell it and make money for hospice. But this Paladino works in a different way.
Yes, we looked around the community and we saw a wonderful assortment of resale shops and consignment shops, which is the usual model for a not-for-profit. So we decided at once that we wanted to do a boutique that had newly purchased seasonal, stylish, comfortable goods. And so the next thing was to take a long walking tour and refresh ourselves on what was here. It was pretty evident that Santa Fe has a great assortment of excellent handmade, artisan crafted apparel, world goods, stylish Asian and global ethnicity, superior Western, Native American, and
so
Southwestern.
Went out, you went out and figured out what was already covered.
Right.
Right.
And then said, well, what can we bring that makes sense in the community, not just to locals, but also we're located next to La Posada and the Inn on the Alameda, and there's a new hotel being built across the street where the old hospital was. So with the obvious opportunity to address out-of-towners as well as locals, we thought that anything that was connected with comfort and style, which would have some loose relationship with the idea of palliative care, and I mean very loose. If it's amusing, that's palliative.
Right.
If it has a great aroma, that can be palliative. Or if the texture of the fabric of the apparel is cashmere or some other wonderfully delicious fabric, then that can be loosely defined as palliative or comforting.
So just so we make sure everybody gets it, we are not talking about a hospital gift store here. We're talking about very high-end, beautiful goods that actually, you know, we don't talk about prices on public radio because we're not being commercial radio, but they range from very inexpensive things you might sort of just snag for a gift for somebody without, you know, getting too wired up about the price, to some pretty pricey things, very, very chic jackets and throws and stuff like that. So, I was very surprised when I went in the store because I did expect a resale. I thought it was going to be really high-end, but I expected a resale store, and I went in and I went, wait, this store, you could pick this store up and take it and drop it in L.A. or in Dallas or in Chicago or in any major urban center, and that's a very cool thing.
Well, thank you for that compliment. I'm glad we achieved that, and we've heard that from people who have come in the store shopping. They are mostly surprised that it is not a resale enterprise. And then they spend time exploring the store. One of the things that we like that we think that we provided besides the product is that it's spacious. Even though it's dense with opportunities to look and shop, it's an open environment. It's comfortable to shop in there. And that we're low key. We're glad to share information about every product, and we hope that almost every product or every product has a story. There's a reason that it's selected, and we import goods from Spain and Asia, Italy, the UK, directly ourselves, so that the assortment is not readily available anywhere else in this particular assortment.
Yeah. I have to mention one of my favorite things there, which is, which Leon brought with him this morning, and I had seen in the store, and it's called a Dammit doll. And it's this little, it looks like a stuffed doll that your mom might have made you on her sewing machine when you were a kid, if you had a mom like my Martha Stewart mom anyway. And it's, you know, in this lovely, cute sort of nostalgia patterned cotton, and it has purple yarn hair, and you can kind of grab it by the legs, and on the back it says, whenever things don't go so well, and you want to hit the wall and yell, here's a little Dammit doll that you can't do without. Just grasp it firmly by the legs and find a place to slam it. And as you whack the stuffing out, yell, Dammit, Dammit, Dammit.
That is palliative.
And no kidding, how many patients feel like they just would like to slam something, and their caregivers too. And maybe
sure.
Both. Maybe they should both have one to slam at each other. But yeah.
No, the wall, please.
The wall, right. But this, I mean, it really, it's darling. It's a great gift. And it does fit that idea of palliative care. And so I want to make sure that we mention that in addition to using volunteers for the home care services, where, you know, the volunteers go into the home and help out in the home or sit with the patient, read to the patient, help the family members, maybe provide respite, all those things we talked about, you also use volunteers in the store, right?
Yes, and we have, like everything else, we have a variety. We have people who have worked in retail. We have people who have been in design. We have people who have been in service industries who have put themselves on a schedule in the store to be volunteers. This summer we had a student intern who is a freshman at Occidental in California. We have family and friends. We've had a lot of volunteers.
Yeah, you said
and
your wife.
We're seeking more.
You said your wife and daughter have volunteered in the store
yes.
at various times.
Yes, they have.
Uh-huh.
And not with much pushing from my end. They're very enthusiastic as well about this enterprise.
It occurs to me that some person, well, if let's put it this way. If I were 20 and maybe I were in college and I wanted to have a career in retail, and I knew that Leon Morrison was running this store in Santa Fe, even though you're not, I understand, you have a business of your own, you're not in the store every single day, but if I thought I could learn from you, I would like go down there today and sign up as a volunteer.
Well, thank you for the compliment there, too. We also have a manager, Darren Avila, who has an extensive background both in the wholesale and the retail end of fashion. And he's there every day.
Mm-hmm.
And with the students and other people who are interested in retail who come in, as a team, we introduce them to product and the qualities and how things are made and why they're there, but also the nuts and bolts of receiving goods, how a business is run, how inventory is kept in balance, and what high and low price points might be, so there's a balance throughout retail. After all, as much as we love it and we're trying to tell a story, we're also there to buy and sell at a profit.
Right, and the profits all go back to palliative care services.
We reserve enough to keep the overhead in place.
Sure.
And to replenish with fresh goods every season.
Uh-huh.
But beyond that, the intention and the way we've set it up is that the additional revenues go back to palliative care on a regular basis.
And you are seasonal. I was kind of surprised to hear you say that you go to the markets, you know, you buy new things every season. And
we do.
And you have sales as well.
Right now we're in the middle of one, in case anyone's interested. It's end of summer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a few pre-fall things. This coming weekend, if I can mention, you know, there's the famous wine and chili festival.
Right.
And in honor of them, I think all of our shawls and scarves, and they're to help you in case it's chilly.
Right, and it may very
well
be.
They're also slightly discounted for the weekend.
We're having it seems like an early winter right now, or early
yes.
fall. It's cooler than
it's
it
wonderful.
Normally is.
Layer up.
Yeah. Well, and I do want to mention the store has men's clothing and women's clothing, and these are sort of, at least in my estimation, you've sort of gone out and chosen unusual items in a very, you know, if someone said to you, you know, pick 10 things that are so special that you can't find them anywhere else in Santa Fe. And you might not see them in any other store you might frequent anywhere. And so you have men's and women's clothing and small gift items, and then sort of home furnishings, too.
We do.
Like, there was this throw you showed me the other day, and it was, what was it made of?
It's made of a synthetic, and it has accordion pleats.
Right.
And it's from a company called Design House Stockholm, and it's worn as a poncho. But it also opens up flat and can lay on the end of a bed or on a sofa as a, again, as a comfort item.
Right. And it felt like cashmere.
It did. It's priced like cashmere.
My guest for this first part of the show today has been Leon Morrison. Leon sits on the board of directors of Palliative Care Services of Santa Fe, and he's the founder and manager of its benefit store, Paladino, which, as I mentioned, is in the Harvey building on Paseo de Peralta. That's the same building that Travel Bug is in, and near Mucho Gusto, the cafe. If you know of a patient or a family that has someone in its midst with a life-threatening illness who needs care at home, needs supportive care at home of the kind that Palliative Care Services offers, you can call 428-0627 and talk to somebody about whether Palliative Care Services is appropriate for them. If you're interested in volunteering either as a bedside support caregiver in the home or in the store at Paladino, you can call a different number. That's 913-1440. And you can find out more about Palliative Care Services of Santa Fe by going to, online, palliativecaresantafe.org. So, Leon, thank you so much for being here with me today.
It's been a real treat for me. Thank you.
We're going to
for us.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. Please stay tuned to the Radio Cafe.